93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Fetus is here. She's got to look at the news. What's going on?
Russ, the search continues for a Clarksburg woman and her two young children. Police searched a Darnestown park yesterday looking for 27-year-old Catherine Hoggle, her 3-year-old daughter, Sarah, and her 2-year-old son, Jacob. Investigators think they've been able to follow the mother's whereabouts until recently, but have found no recent trace of the children. A death investigation is underway after a body was found by Pepco workers in Northwest D.C. The body turned up yesterday near some railroad tracks in the 100 block of Kennedy Street. Police are working to identify the body and determine a cause of death. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says a man should not have been stopped from recording a recent arrest. Lanier reacted after video posted to YouTube showed a Washington Post mobile editor being told to pack up and go after he recorded footage of an arrest on a public sidewalk this past Sunday. A man who jumped the White House fence yesterday afternoon is under arrest. The incident led to a lockdown at the White House. The man was wearing Pokemon clothing when he jumped onto the North Lawn. And the district is going to see several big events this weekend. The Race for Every Child and the Big Build will take place tomorrow morning. A Taste of Georgetown is tomorrow afternoon. And the Adams Morgan Day Festival is set for Sunday. D.C. police say there will be a lot of street closures while those events are taking place, so plan accordingly. I'm Alfreda's in for Britt, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more news 24/7, go to news1.com. Here's a look at traffic.